This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The day, January 11th, is the day. This is the Good Day program. Jay Kirsner, Doug Steffen at your service, trying to do our best to make you feel good about the day. And I admit that some of the things that we talk about are not necessarily the best things, because some of the things that I think we need to talk about or address are things that are of practical value. And I don't try to spend time on things that have no value. Sometimes they have amusement value. Sometimes they have the ability to inoculate your head with things that you don't want to see happen to yourselves. Sometimes it's just time to be thankful. Every single thing that we do, there's an action and a reaction. You know that. That's how it works. So with that, every burden bears a gift. Every challenge brings a treasure. Every setback brings eventually a blessing. There's always good that comes out of bad. Always. So hold that in your mind. Sometimes it's not easy to see. Sometimes it's not immediately evident. Like the situation in New York on Coney Island, where another subway derailed. Nobody got hurt. But this is the second time in a week that this has happened. I was in Penn Station on Sunday, and man, what a hubbub. And they've rebuilt down there. It's much nicer than it used to be. But the tracks, they can rebuild the building, but the tracks, man, you know how long those tracks, the underbelly of that building and of Penn Station, that's been there for, like, since the 1920s. They haven't really done. What can you do down there? Really, when you think about it, how can you update and change, you know, put new track and things in. But if you look at the steel superstructure, which I was doing as I walked around, it's old. And it has to have some, you know, there's got to be some relativity in terms of how long does that steel last without being, you know, get rusty and fall. But they're fabulous. This is the kind of stuff that I like, but it's kind of ginky, gooky. I was watching something on PBS yesterday about the way buildings are constructed, with a special emphasis on areas where there are earthquakes and what happens to buildings with the advent of an earthquake. The fascinating thing, Jay, about it was the explanation of how earthquakes affect the buildings depending on the vibration of the earthquake.
Well, so aren't a lot of them built to sway?
Yeah, well, that was the point. There's one building in San Francisco, I don't know how the heck they did this. They put a 400-ton cement block on the top of the 79-story building that sways with the wind. Because people, I remember, I can tell you, when I was running WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s, the studios were on the 44th floor of the Prudential Tower. And there was a hurricane in September of 1985, and I remember hanging a pendulum in the door jamb of one of the doors that went from one studio to another. And during the hurricane, as the winds were flying around outside, man, I didn't want to be there, but I had to set a good example for the staff. So I showed up, and there were, I think it was 100, at one point, there were like 140-mile-an-hour winds, 110, 95, and the building is swaying. You can feel the building swaying back and forth. You watch the pendulum, and it's going out 3-4 feet on either side as the wind is blowing. So I'm thinking to myself, woof, what's going to happen here? That's not the building that this block was put in, but the building was engineered to take extreme wind and weather and to cope with it. Not all buildings have been, you know, you go back to the Chrysler Building, some of the early buildings in New York, even the Empire State Building, they were built rigidly, but they're not tall enough really to suffer what some of the, you know, like there's a hundred, what's that new, the one that replaced the trade, the center of the towers,
the trade towers? Tower?
Yeah, how tall? That's like 102 stories, I think, isn't it? Some crazy number. But, you know, and that's built to take the sway. But there's only so much you can build in an engineer. This story on PBS was talking about how you see some buildings in San Francisco, for example, and other places, but San Francisco more notably, that have these big steel support. They look okay, but they're there to support the building. And they're big, they cross sort of from one side to the other, various levels in the building. But it's really very interesting, and it's also compellingly unsettling if you're in one of those buildings and wonder, okay, what happens if? So, at any rate, it's interesting. If you get a chance to watch it, you have some time, I think you'd find it very educational, frankly. All right, here's the outrage of the day. You ready? The United Nations has opened court hearings against Israel for genocide. Okay, you can say this. I understand there's probably a reason for that. What I don't understand is where are these hearings on the genocide in Ukraine? Why isn't Putin being charged? Why aren't the Russians being charged the same as the Israelis are? Is that a good question? The International Court of Justice hearing legal arguments in a case, this is today, by the way, they're having this in New York. This is a case filed by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide in its war in Gaza. The United States has already said they will veto any chance that Israel will be held in some sort of let's see, what's the best way of putting this? We are going to vote against any move to sanction the Israelis, and we ought to. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. has said this is a meritless case. You know, we know there's a problem. We know that Palestinians have been killed. We know that there's a lot of problems
children.
With refugee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So that's war. It's unfortunate, and I'm not saying it lightly, but it is part of war. And, okay, so if you're going to have a standard and you want to go after the Israelis, okay, then you better be going after the Russians at the same time. And there's no
move. How many Ukrainian children have been killed?
I don't know.
Real question, not like justifying or making a point.
Yeah.
I'm genuine.
No, I don't know. I haven't the slightest. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Probably a good question to get an answer to, but it still is folly at this point. I think we're going to invite Uri Geller to visit with us in the next half hour. And one of the things I'll ask him is what his thought is about this hearing that is scheduled for today. Okay, I was spending a little bit of time earlier in the morning talking about Ecuador. There's some new stuff on that. The country is apparently melting before our very eyes. In the last 3 or 4 hours, 12 people have died. 130 prison workers have been held hostage. The gang violence has never, ever been as bad as it is. Takeover of a TV station while the live show was on the air. This has, well, because of the weekend prison escape of the largest or highest ranking gang leader in the country. The president of the country has declared a 60-day state of emergency. So should we get involved in this? Should other countries go in to help the Ecuadorians to fix their problem with gang violence and, under the circumstance, gang warfare, people being killed on the street for no reason? The syndicates are running the country, and so what do we do? What's the rest of the outside world do? Just sit there and watch? Or does it do something?
Mm-hmm.
I think, right? I mean, what do you do? Good question. To
well,
which there is no immediate answer.
Anything becoming an actual World War III with so much going on, and it seems like everybody is getting involved with
everything. Yeah. All right. Those of you who are Bitcoin enthusiasts, what do you think of this? Yesterday, financial regulators here approved the creation of exchange-traded funds based on Bitcoin. Man, if anybody's got Bitcoin, it's going to shoot up like a rocket today. This allows mainstream investors to invest in cryptocurrency in their regular brokerage accounts. So this will increase the number of investors like to the roof, to the moon and back. So if you have it, make sure you take advantage of the Bitcoin funds will probably be fairly successful. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jay Bird and the Dougster here at 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program on the Good Day Networks. And that's, by the way, how you reach us on all of our social media, whether it be Facebook or whether it's Instagram, whether it's X, whatever it is. We're all available by just going to Good Day Networks, at Good Day Networks on our social media. One of the things we do during this portion of each hour is focus somehow on social media and celebrity news, big time stuff, names that are in the news in the top 10 trending column. Diana Ross, formerly the lead singer of the Supremes, has a new deal going on. She's 79 years old, and she's decided she wants to do something different with her life. And so I'm going to tell you what she's doing, because this is breaking the internet. This is what she's decided to do, is knocking down all kinds of walls on social media. So what is it? You'll find out right after this.
With moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Supremers. I told you the story before, Jay, about how Diana Ross became the lead singer of the Supremes, right?
This story. What is it?
Really? Mary, what's her name? The other potential lead singer. There were two vying for, what the heck is her name? Mary. Somebody's going to figure it out and tell me in my ear. Mary and Diana Ross were two of the original members of the Supremes.
Mary Wilson.
And Barry Gordy. Mary Wilson, thank you. You're right. Mary Wilson was the better singer, had the better voice. But she wouldn't sleep with Berry Gordy. And so, process of elimination, Diana Ross did sleep with Berry Gordy, and so she became the lead singer of the Supremes. Pretty simple and straightforward, right? And there's the old casting couch routine. Anyway, so now Diana Ross, many years later, 79 years old, she has decided to become the new star of the Saint Laurent's clothing line, the fashion company, right? Yves Saint Laurent?
Yes,
it's a black and white campaign featuring the Spring 2024 collection. We're already talking about spring. That's not bad. A lot of luxurious things that she's wearing. In one of the photos, she models a curve-hugging halter neck dress with her curls. And in another one of these portraits, she's always been pretty elegant. You'll be able to see a lot of these pictures, and the thing that will amaze you is how she looks. She'll be 80 next month.
She's fabulous. Right? She's,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, her daughter is Tracy Ellis Ross, and she's been gushing about it as well. So she goes from Queen of Motown to now the Queen of Fashion for YSL. That's a pretty interesting change, right? So there it is, the update on Diana Ross here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. CEOs in America are saying the country's rising national debt is the biggest geopolitical risk for this election year, 2024. The conference board's C-suite outlook for the year also pointed to an increase in cyber attacks, higher energy prices, and the war between Russia and Ukraine. The nation's debt reached a new milestone last December. It's expected to triple in the next 50 years. A legendary college head football coach is calling it a career.
Nick Saban is moving on to the next chapter in his life. The Alabama head coach has announced his retirement. In a statement released late Wednesday, Saban said that the goal has always been to help players create more value for their future. He went on to say, "Alabama will always be considered home." I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
There it is. It's one of the most iconic movies ever made. And is there anybody who hasn't seen it? Jay, you've seen it, right?
I've seen it, yes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like anybody James? Who hasn't seen it is still aware of it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, for heaven's sake. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it all the way through because I was scared of the shark. You missed a little. But I have seen Robert Shaw getting eaten by the shark. I saw that frame. And certainly see Richard, what's his face, getting... Dreyfus, yeah. He really got his start in this movie. And Steven Spielberg loved him. Then a number... The best movie he was ever in was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I thought, excuse me, that was a fabulous movie. He was fabulous in it, and it stands today, with me anyway, as one of the best, most positive, most wonderful things. Steven Spielberg has done some fabulous things in his career, and that was one of them, for sure. All right, let's see what else is going around here. Bill Belichick has been fired by the Patriots. See you later. Looking at the NFL and how it's done, even with bad, this is a relative term. I'm certainly not a football fan, and I'm no expert. But I look at the television ratings, even for the bad games, whenever I can, you consider what is a bad game. The Patriots were on, I think this was the beginning of the end for Belichick. They were scheduled to be on a Monday night game, which is very prestigious, and then they got yanked in favor of a couple of other teams, and they went to Sunday afternoon in a place where there are a couple of other games being played on a couple of different networks. So that was really but even for that game, there were 17 million people who watched it. The ratings for football across the board had been up 7% this year. Some other well-known coach got fired yesterday, too. I forget where he was from, but pretty much caught people off guard.
I think Saban with college football,
Saban.
Alabama, he's retiring.
Yeah, no, but there was a I'm trying to find it, and I can't see it here fast. One of the coaches from unexpectedly, this guy was a good coach, and they'd gone to the Super Bowl a couple of times, won once, and he got canned. I forget what his name is. So there's that. Barbie, Oppenheimer, and Succession are leading the TV and film nominations for the Screen Actors Guild Awards, which is the next one up. And looks like Oppenheimer, especially for the Oscars, is on top of the heap. I think Succession deserves. There's something about Sarah Snot. What's her name? There's something about her. She's adorable. And I read something the other day that her ask for being in a movie or a TV show is twice what it was when she started with Succession, because nobody really knew who she was. Snook. Sarah Snook.
Oh, Snook. Now she's a household name.
Yeah, she is. She got a great face. What a great smile. Anyway, I was also talking earlier about the... what in the heck with my voice? Excuse me. On Amazon and Amazon Plus or Prime or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, Prime.
And people starting to... And I said, I made a remark on the air that it was very interesting how it had fallen off the most valuable corporation in the world. It's now down, in fact, to number 3. Somebody sent me information that Microsoft, apparently now, is the number 1 most valuable company in the world. And number 2 is Apple, and number 3 is Amazon. So the 3 most valuable companies in the world are American companies. Not because they're in America, because they do business all over the world, but the fact, once again, with all of the things you can say about markets and the economy and, the political machinations back and forth, America still is the best, the shining light, in fact, the best place to have a business, to start a business, and to hope for the best. And as a result of yesterday's announcement that the Bitcoin world is going to see a dramatic increase in investment because there are funds that will be built around it starting today, the markets closed up yesterday. S&P was up about 6 points. Dow Jones up about 5%. NASDAQ up 8%. A lot of positive news on inflation that's supposed to come out today. So anyway, so there's good news on the horizon. There always is. You got to look for it sometimes. Speaking of Amazon, this is not so good. A retired police chief and an executive from Amazon were killed in Arizona after they were hit by a car while trying to help an injured dog. The guy that ran over the dog stopped, and the fellow from former police chief in this town had just, I guess, driven by, saw the accident, got out, and helped, and for their efforts, they get run over and killed, and they all die. The dog's dead, and these two people are dead. So, anyway.
Yeah,
you think about, what's that old expression, no good deed goes
unpunished.
I hope that's, I don't want to believe that, but. Today is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. You've heard me talk, this is sort of the culmination of my conversations this week on every program. This week I've spent some time talking about human trafficking, the exploitation of another person for labor, domestic servitude, commercial sexual activity, coercion, acts of enslaving, exploiting unwilling people, it's slavery. And it exists, it's the most problematic, most common crime in the world. Going back to the slave trade of the 1400s, Europeans bringing black people from Africa to Holland and France and Sweden and Denmark, Spain, and in Great Britain too, and then the United States in the 1820s. But the business of what's going on today, you don't think about it the same way, but we should. It's white slave traffic. That's what it is for the most part. And much of it involves sexual trafficking. There are lots of things that we need to keep in our minds about this, and an appropriate day to think about it is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. It's estimated 28 million people are subjected to human trafficking. The crime occurs in every state, in every country. And the big problem in our country is the roadways. The roadways act as a means to carry out this offense. So if you'd like to have a little bit more background on this, let's listen to a minute for us to be familiarized with this. Akeem Ture brings us into the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
The hour on the Good Day program for Thursday. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Uri Geller joins us. Perhaps one of the most famous people have called him a musician. No, they haven't. They've called him a magician, and he doesn't like that. He's a mystifying character, shall we say? And because he resides in Israel, even though the world knows who he is, he's gone back to his roots. And because of that, when I have him on with us usually every week, I'd like to get a quick update from his perspective of the things going on in Israel and the Gaza, and the interpretations of some of the things going on outside of Israel. For example, the United Nations has opened hearings accusing the Israelis of genocide. And I said, Uri, I don't know if you heard me say this or not, about a half hour ago, okay, so you're going to open hearings against Israel. Where are your hearings against the Russians invading Ukraine and what happened to the children there? Not that it's right. I mean, we all know what's happened as a result of war. But I think there's this politically correct sense that's been created out of nonsense. What do you think?
Yeah, well, look, first of all, it's just outrageous, and I'm angered at all this fiasco that is going on in The Hague, that South Africa, I mean, out of all nations, South Africa, you have to look behind the people who are bringing this lawsuit. Who are they? How deeply they are in contact with Hamas and terrorism. And I'm so angered when I watch this on TV. You know, how can anyone claim that Israel is creating or doing genocide of the Palestinians? If you look back at the last years, the population of Palestine are not quadrupled, but they became six times bigger. I mean, if Israel is creating genocide, then they're doing a pretty bad job. So that's that. I will have to follow the news and see exactly what's happening there. But I'm angered, and we are defending, of course, ourselves. I mean, the more investigation is being done to what Hamas have done to Israeli citizens, to children and women and the elderly on the 7th, this is just outrageous, decapitating heads of girls, raping girls, killing...
What has happened, Uri, is the news media has twisted and turned this around for whatever the reason. So the world isn't getting a fair shake on the information. Sure, are Palestinian children being killed? Absolutely. Are there innocents being killed? Absolutely. That's what happens in war. So if you support or supply food and sustenance to Hamas, which is what the Palestinians are doing, governmentally or otherwise, then, you know, you're going to be considered a unindicted co-conspirator, shall we say. I just wanted to get you.
The IDF, the Israeli army, is very, very careful. You know, we send letters, we send leaflets, we drop leaflets, hundreds of thousands of leaflets warning the ordinary Gazan people to move away, to go down south. We are constantly doing it. And then what Hamas does, they stop the paths, they stop the roads, they even killed Palestinians who are escaping the war zone. Unbelievable. But anyhow, Dougie, that's war. And like you said, unfortunately, during war also, innocent civilians die. Today,
let's talk about what's going on. Yeah, you said you had some magicians visiting you in your museum. What's that all about?
Yes, there are five magicians who came from America volunteering to perform in front of children who were evacuated from their homes, children who had terrorists rampaging through their homes, and for families. So that's really a kind gesture from them. So I invited them to the museum. Of course, they freaked out, meeting Uri Geller, because this month is 50 years, Dougie.
50 years.
50 years to the day I did the David Dimbleby show on the BBC, which launched my career. And that's it.
I think, something to celebrate. Let's spend the next time we visit, let's spend our whole time talking about that first appearance on TV. I want to relive that with you. Meanwhile, Uri Geller visits with us all the time here on Good Day. It's 10 before the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines off his putt. It's a breakaway. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline.
I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This interesting. I watched last night the first full episode of The Sopranos. It's on one of the cable channels, and they're running it every evening. I can't remember even.
It's on Max.
Is it on Max? Okay.
Yes,
HBO Max.
It used to be, until they made that horrendous decision to change it from HBO Max, which everybody knows HBO, to simply Max. It's on Max.
Yeah, it was a very interesting episode. There was not a lot of violence in it, but it was you know, kind of living back in that era. Very, very interesting. It was a
Reason we play that, Doug. I missed it yesterday, but yesterday was the 25th anniversary of the first premiere airing of The Sopranos on HBO. I actually did not watch the show its initial first few months. I remember being homesick. I really get sick, but I had the flu. I had very bad flu. And I'm laying on the couch, and I can't get out. Can't get up. Can't go to the store. I start changing the channels, and I caught a marathon in the first year of The Sopranos that they were airing on HBO, and it hooked me immediately after the first two episodes. And then I became a religious viewer every Sunday night, 9 o'clock on HBO. One of the greatest shows of all time. It is disturbing material, especially in retrospect when you rewatch it in repeats, you realize, boy, those people did some really horrendous stuff. But the acting,
they really did.
The characterization is so good. It's just it's compelling stuff.
Yep. I see Leonardo DiCaprio and Regina Hall and Sean Penn, interesting pairing, are going to be in Paul Thomas Anderson's next movie. This guy was the director of Boogie Nights. Remember
yeah,
that?
He's done his early work. I love his latter work. Is much slower, but it's an interesting pairing. Sean Penn does not work a lot, not in features.
No.
I mean, like, he
you know what this movie is about?
No, I don't. Do you?
It's an untitled film. No, there's nothing here. It's a $100 million budget.
Mm-hmm. Because 50 goes to DiCaprio. No, probably. At least 25.
Yeah. 25, probably. Licorice Pizza was the last thing this guy did. I'm trying to remember that. I think I saw that, and that was kind of slow. Yeah, it was interesting. But he did Boogie Nights and Magnolia.
I've listened. Boogie Nights is a great film.
Yeah.
I love that film.
You see, Oscars, well, the conversation about what's the next award show, the SAG Awards, mm-hmm. and what's on the top of the list, pretty much the same movies that won last week at the Golden or the shows
as well.
Well,
the same people who vote for the Oscars, the SAG. The only difference, I think, is the directors get in the mix on the overall best picture with the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gets tossed up. But, yes. The same people.
All right, Martin Scorsese.
As they say, a lot of people pat themselves on the back of that industry, Doug.
Well, of course they do. Yep. Martin Scorsese, not one of them, has completed a new film about Jesus. He teased about it last year. And so the Los Angeles Times has published the story. His project is going to be concluded or filmed and put. It's 80 minutes long. He says that's long enough to tell the story. Whatever part of the story he's going to tell, it's based on the book A Life of Jesus.
Okay.
And he's adapted it. So I think that. What about that? What do you think?
Well, he did the very controversial film The Last Temptation of Christ with William Dafoe. Back in the day.
Is that 2016? When did you do that?
No, he did that. I think he did in the late 70s, early 80s, that film.
No, has it been that long? Good Lord.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah.
All right, what else?
One other thing, Warner Brothers has three actresses that are going to do screen test on for the new Wonder Woman. The movie's going to be called Wonder Woman World of Tomorrow. That'll coincide.
Bring that Gal Gadot.
The next Superman movie. I think she's going to be in the next Superman movie, though. They're still making superhero movies, by the way. Yes, they are.
Yeah. All right. Chucker, talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Doug.
This is Good Day. Thank you very much for being here with us on The Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.